On University at Albany Week, can businesses work together to help the homeless? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wang Yun Lee, assistant professor in the School of Social Welfare, discusses BIDS and how they can foster a long-term approach to helping the homeless.
There are more than 1,000 business improvement districts across the U.S., and the number continues to grow. Business improvement districts, or BIDs, are formed when property or business owners agree to pay and make collective efforts to take care of the area by themselves. Each BID makes its own decision about how to manage the area through services like street cleaning, security, and marketing. As a result, many cities are now divided up by the boundaries of BIDs and maintained at the district level. My recent research focused on how BIDs approach homeless populations. Because they typically represent the interests of the business community, BIDs are often understood as forces behind anti-homeless policies. However, I found that the approaches that BIDs take to deal with homelessness could vastly differ from district to district. In my study in Washington, D.C., I focused on the BIDs that have sought collaborative, long-term approaches towards homelessness, which I categorize into three dimensions. First, BIDs make excellent advocates for the Housing First policy from an economic and investment point of view for the city. Second, BIDs are naturally positioned to mediate the private and public interest where business owners, residents, activists, and law enforcement officers could share information and work together. Third, BIDs are capable of providing direct services, such as street outreach, service referrals, and even job opportunities for homeless populations. These examples show that BIDs can play a different role in addressing homelessness and improve the relationship between the business community and homeless populations.
That was Wang Yun Lee of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.